Oh, how I desire you. And how I love you. At your greatest moment of intimacy with me. At any moment in the past where you individually have felt my presence, corporately or individually with me. At your depth, you've still not been able to comprehend my exceeding love and desire for you. I yearn for you. My heart yearns for fellowship with you. This is the reason I created you. The reason for man's creation was not for works, although works are necessary during this time, saith the Spirit of grace. But the latter end of all things will soon come to pass, that man's place will be restored to that place, the original place in the garden where I desired a continual fellowship. So know this. Bring this online in your life. Seek this place in me. Where is it written, saith the Spirit of grace, where is it written that I'm only with you during the time when you're in your prayer closet and when you're praying to me? I desire and do follow you into all of everything and every part of your day. Even when you think, well, this is something God's not involved in. If it's not a violation of your conscience, I'm involved in everything, saith the Spirit of grace. From the mundane to the greater part of what you would expect to be something accomplished, I'm part of every part of your life, saith the Spirit of grace. I follow you. Turn to me often, not just in your prayer closet. Learn my intimacy is with you in every thought, in every action. I am pleased with this service, and I'm pleased with your yieldedness to it. Rehearse these things often to yourself and among yourself. For this is part of your blueprint to take you into that place that you affectionately call an outpouring. This is the kingdom of God, saith the Spirit of grace.